This is GQDN for Thursday, October 3rd, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/thegroupquest to get a free credit. It's good. Go do it. Try it. You might like it. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get the drink mixes. You can do that. Go to the checkout line. You can use the promo code QUEST to get 25% off of your purchase. Lots of good stuff up there. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some releases on Nintendo coming this week. We got some PlayStation news. And Konami was talking about remakes. But today we start with GameSpot because there are more layoffs that are coming with Hi-Rez. And that came right after the release of Smite 2 in Early Access. Now, Hi-Rez did not say how many people will be laid off or how that will affect the company. But the Hi-Rez CEO, Stuart Chisholm, did get up on Twitter and said, quote, "Today we're making some difficult but necessary changes to ensure Hi-Rez long-term success, with a specific focus on positioning Smite 2 for a long and sustainable future. As a part of this internal reorganization and reprioritization, we are laying off some team members across Hi-Rez. This will disproportionately impact those in marketing and publishing roles, as well as some from our Evil Mojo GA or GNA and Titan Forge divisions. The game team's roles impacted disproportionately affect our team working on cosmetic skin content and system features. This news has real human impact as a tough time for workers in this industry. Each impacted individual is a talented and dedicated professional who has poured their hearts and souls into our games. Letting them go is a heartbreaking decision, reflects a failure in my leadership, and one for which I take personal accountability. These are all good people who contributed positively to the company. None should view this as a personal failure. I extend my deepest thanks to them for their contributions to the company and their role in helping entertain and bring joy to millions of players." It's a longer quote than that, but I'm going to stop right there for that quote. Now, there were tens of thousands of layoffs that were reported last year and so far through this year. And they're not slowing down because Ubisoft and Bungie was cutting their staffs too. And Microsoft did lay off another 650 people from its gaming division in September. So layoffs are still happening. But somebody feels guilty about something else. GamesRadar did say that Final Fantasy creator was saying that he cheated on Nintendo because he went to PlayStation. And that was Hironobu Suguchi. And he did say that he cheated on Nintendo when he brought Final Fantasy VII to PlayStation instead of Super NES or Nintendo 64. And he was talking to One More Game. So he said, quote, "I look back at my career, and I really got a huge part to my start from NES and Nintendo. So without NES, I would say none of any of this would have been possible. But then, you know, I cheated on Nintendo and went to PlayStation. But whether it was Nintendo or Sony, I think both of those companies, in addition to Final Fantasy VII, kind of represent a lot of my origin in terms of my career development." But he did do some other things, including what is coming, Fantasian Neo Dimension, which will launch this December on PC, PlayStation and Xbox, that's December 4th. So, maybe he does feel a little bit guilty. But Konami said that, well, we don't want to make things difficult. Because IGN said that it would be harder to make Metal Gear Solid 1 than Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater. So the producer, Naraki Okuruma, was talking to Famitsu and was translated by Genki on Twitter. And they went on to say that there's some possibility that they could do some other remakes, but right now that's more in the thought process. they haven't made any decisions outside of what's already done. But within that discussion, they were saying that Snake Eater was a lot easier to remake than Metal Gear Solid 1. But they didn't get into why, except for the fact that they would have to make some brand new elements for Metal Gear Solid 1 in order for it to work. So, okay, maybe it will come further down the line. We'll see. But let's get to the PlayStation part, because WCCF Tech said that PlayStation 5 Pro will support a lot of games, and that'll be between 40 and 50 games at launch. And that was revealed at the Tokyo Game Show. And we already know what some of those titles are, but right now, there is no updated list. So we'll see if they go to the 60 FPS on about half the games. We'll see if they do. But pre-orders are now available to the PS5 Chroma Collection and Horizon Remastered. This is through PushSquare.com, and those are up on both PlayStation Direct and Amazon. That is just for the console covers and the new controllers themselves. But Hero Zero Dawn is also up on PlayStation Direct, and so is the Lego Horizon Adventures, just to let you know. But PlayStation Lifestyle did say that The Last of Us Part 1 got a boost in numbers. Why? Because that is up on PlayStation Plus, and it's on the extra and premium stages, or I should say levels, and that it did increase the player count. And that got up ahead of Power World, Black Myth Wukong, and some other games there as well. In fact, the only games that are ahead of that is Astrobot and EA Sports FC 25, because they got up ahead the Plucky Squire, Vampire Survivors, Warhammer, Space Marine 2, all of those. So well done to them. I should say good decision for PlayStation. But some people got critical of World of Warcraft. Games Radar did say that there's a bug that's letting people cheat death. And that's mainly in the Dragonflight, because some people's health bars were going to zero and they were automatically refilled. And Azacotis, you know him, he did confirm that by saying, quote, "The seemingly immortal gameplay for players in current Dragonflight leveling is a bug. So the new players could actually be just that." But he had further quotes. "In The War Within, we added training wheels set of zone buffs themed around different Dragonflights, intended only to apply if you're a new player on your first playthrough. One of these buffs is a cheat death that could save you from one death every so often. Unfortunately, there's a bug with that buff, and a cooldown isn't working. We're fixing this as we speak, and it should be resolved in the coming days." So we'll see if they fix it. Oh, since the Epic Game Store is up on mobile, according to TheVerge.com, they know that it's not doing very well up on phones. But the Epic Games' Steve Allison said, quote, "Our social features on PC suck. Let's call it what it is," end quote. Well, there are some features, like the, quote, battery that powers Fortnite, end quote. But when they want to take some of the framework and move it from Fortnite to the store level, so that way you can talk to your party and your Epic game friends through all the devices. Right now, that is just a theory to them. But we do know that other companies are able to do that. Now, Esports Insider said that the Campus Game Fest will be returning to Singapore. It's been about 5 years since they did that. So that'll be taking place on October 26th and 27th, and the event will be held at Singapore's ITE College Central, and that will be serving a showcase with talent within the region just to display some skills, along with the addition to raising awareness of the esports education. Now, it will also host the Asia Pacific Predator League qualifier, which will have about a $10,000 prize pool. So for some people, class will indeed be in session. Now, a part of that will be Mobile Legends Bang Bang and Street Fighter 6. And this will be a competition over 2 days. So we'll see what happens there. Very interesting eSports corner. But now we go to MyNintendoNews.com because they got all the downloads for this week. And they said that SpongeBob SquarePants, the Patrick Star game, is there. Along with All You Need Is Help, Camp Sunshine, Flight Simulator Delivery Cargo Business, Hidden in My Paradise, Mark of the Deep, Off-Road Quest Simulator, Submarine Bubble, Urban Skater Skateboard Delivery City Challenge, and Zero the Kamikaze Squirrel. There had to be a kamikaze. What a way to end a show. This has been a Don Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.